You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The 20th annual SIU Health Policy Institute is coming up this week on the SIUC campus, as well as some remote locations as well. We thought we'd talk a little bit about the conference and its focus on mental health. In studio with us are Jean Basanta, who is an emeritus professor in the SIU School of Law, along with Michelle Meckel, who is director of external relations. The focus for the Health Policy Institute this year is mental health. Michelle, I'm sure this is one of those things where once one finishes, you're planning for the following year. So why mental health this year?
Last year, we did the opioid epidemic, and we found many, many tie-ins that went beyond exclusively addiction. And this seemed like the next logical jumping-off point based on community needs and general health trends.
When we talk about opioids, when we talk to those people who are dealing with that addiction, I hear that as well. People saying, I just can't deal with my life. I've got so much anxiety. I've got so many other problems that I'm dealing with. How does this tie in with law? I mean, clearly we've got a criminal element when you talk about opioids, but mental health and law, how do those tie together?
Many times, legal institutions, especially courts and prisons, become institutions that have to address mental health issues and become care sites for mental health issues. As a result, there's a direct correlation with law.
Jean, I wonder, in your area of expertise, when you talk about mental health, when you talk about access to care, those sorts of things, this is probably pretty high on the list of things that need to be addressed.
Oh, I think absolutely it is. The fact of the matter is that there's a huge population nationwide and in Southern Illinois with behavioral health issues. And one of the prime problems that is faced in addressing those issues is access to care. The fact is, a lot of people don't even know where they might get care, if care is available at all. Access is a major problem, particularly here in Southern Illinois, but I think it's a national issue as well.
What about potential stigma that comes with this? There's still quite a bit of hesitancy, as I understand it, for people to actually seek the care.
Oh, I think absolutely that's the case. And again, a major reason why people with behavioral disorders don't address those, stigma is I would say probably one of the top two or three reasons for that. Access issues and cost issues both come into play with stigma.
This Health Policy Institute is coming up on May 17th, that's this Friday, through the SIU School of Law, SIH, the SIU School of Medicine, many other community partners. And while there is an opportunity for walk-in registration and a walk-up arrival in Carbondale, those satellite opportunities are already closed. As I look down through the presenters, we hear from Tom Dart, who is the Cook County Sheriff, along with Thomas Conley, who is an attorney. There are psychiatrists and other analysts and providers. What's the goal here? Are there answers that can be found, or is this just the next step in a process?
Well, first we have to understand the needs of the community at large and various subpopulations, because the needs are not all the same. Then we need to work toward workable policies that can actually address these needs and these issues, and that definitely impacts the regulatory system as well.
When you talk about teaching future attorneys through the School of Medicine, you're teaching future medical providers. What information do you think is critical for them to know as they enter a world that has this access to care issue?
Well, these providers are going to work with different populations, different patient groups, and they have to be aware of the needs, be able to address those needs, and be able to work within the parameters of those patients' ability to access care and needs for different types of services.
And interestingly, a feature of this program, the lunch portion of the program, focuses on mental health and stress-related issues for professionals such as attorneys and physicians. A big problem for the medical community today is healthcare provider burnout. The stresses, whether it's, you know, physicians, nurses, others providing frontline care, is that they simply burn out, and they need that issue needs to be addressed as well. Same for attorneys, the burnout, the stresses of the work they do. So a portion of the program addresses that problem and perhaps suggests ways for attorneys and healthcare providers to deal with that stress and deal with that burnout issue.
And of course, you can get more information on this and other programs through the School of Law and others. Go to law.siu.edu for more information on the upcoming Health Policy Institute. Michelle, Jean, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.